an employee is not allowed to rent himself out or hire himself out for day work and then do other work at night. And similarly, he's not going to starve himself or cause himself physical pain, which will cause him, in both of these instances, will cause him to not work productively during the time that he has hired himself out. And that would be a form of stealing because he's supposed to work b'kol kocho with all his strength. Now, the Pesukei Choshen clarifies the application of this because it says this only means if you have a set night job, I mean, if you have a set day job and now you hire yourself out night for a night job and now you're going to be exhausted and not able to work on a day job, then that is forbidden. However, and is usur and really stealing from the employer. However, if it is just a once in a while thing that happens at night, you know, you're busy at night, obviously, you know, you have a wedding or whatever it is, then, you know, that is presumed to be acceptable. The employer obviously understand that life happens, and therefore that would not be cheating the employer. He quotes the Marsham, which has a fascinating tshuva, about a chazan who hires himself out to do musaf at one shul, and then subsequently he hires himself out to do shachris at a different shul. And the shul that hired him for musaf says, what do you mean? If you're hiring out for shachris, then you're at another shul, your voice is going to be all weak and you're not going to do musaf properly. And in fact, the Marsham rules that it's a good taina, and in fact he would not be allowed to do so because it's going to mess up his voice. The Ramban says the same thing with the Mohammed. A Rebbe who has 20 boys can't add on, you know, if he gets paid per boy, let's say, in the olden days, where he would take in boys to teach, he can't add on another 10 boys because that's going to detract from his teaching. The Shulchan Aruch as well writes that he's not of the same vein, a employee who is, you know, hard-pressed to have a lot of food in his house, can't give the majority of his food to his family, which is a pretty interesting halacha, in the sense that he can't say, okay, I'll be weaker and I'll give the remainder of my food to others and I will still do my job. Because since he's being hired out to do the proper job, he would not be allowed to do that. That is in a form of cheating the employer. And again, that would be forbidden as well.